Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Cambridge could become the first city in Massachusetts to formally call for President Trump's removal from office. The Cambridge City Council is expected to soon consider a resolution requesting the House of Representatives in Washington start an impeachment investigation into whether Mr. Trump violated the Constitution. Cambridge Vice Mayor Mark McGovern filed the resolution and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why don't you start by telling us on what grounds you think the president has violated the Constitution?
Well, this was brought to me by a group called Cambridge Area Stronger Together, CAST. And one of the things that we talk about in the resolution is that the president has violated, well, we feel that the president has violated the Emoluments Clause of the Domestic Clause of the United States Constitution, which basically talks about it's basically about his connections with foreign governments and his role in his businesses while being president of the United States, which is not allowed under the Constitution.
So basically you're saying that even as president, he's profiting through his businesses beyond his normal presidential salary.
Correct.
What message do you hope this vote will send?
Well, you know, I understand that this is somewhat symbolic in nature, but if more cities step up and stand up and say, you know, we can't have a president who consistently lies, and we can't have a president who's violating the Constitution, hopefully cities will follow our lead. They'll put pressure on their representatives in Congress to do something. And, you know, hopefully this will snowball into a movement that we can actually get an investigation and get some answers.
But considering that the House of Representatives is controlled by Republicans, do you really think you'll get traction along those lines?
Well, I don't know. But you know what? We have to try. And we're not going to sit down and be silent. We're not going to sit down and just take it on the chin. Just because the Republicans control the House, and makes it all the more important that we band together for midterm elections as well. Because no, I don't have a lot of faith in Republicans, and especially a Republican Congress that you know, went after President Obama because they didn't think he was born in this country. Yet they're not willing to stand up to one of their own who there are serious questions about his connections to foreign government. So. You know, we have to put on the pressure. We cannot just sit back and be quiet about it.
What would you say to critics who might say that this is just bellyaching by people in a city in Massachusetts that voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump in the November elections?
Yeah, I don't think they might say it. I think they will say it. But you know what? Cambridge, I'm from Cambridge. I'm proud to be from Cambridge. We are one of the most progressive cities in this country. And if we don't step up, and we're unwilling to step up, then other cities aren't going to be able to. And so people are going to view it through whatever lens they want. But for us, this is about the United States Constitution. It's about the presidency. It's about not having a president in office who is violating that Constitution, and quite frankly, who has lied consistently, not just about his businesses, but about statements that he's made and things that he's done. And that is not good for the country and is not good for the world.
Cambridge Vice Mayor Mark McGovern, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.